Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8 Figure Business Coach Radio, Season 2, Episode 31. Welcome to Scaling Up to 8 Figures, 8 Figure Business Coach Radio. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8 Figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business building skills to scale towards an 8 Figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, online marketing strategies, leadership systems, processes, and working on your mindset. Now, let's get started on episode number 31, which is understanding the sales funnel. This is everything. If you do not understand the sales funnel, it would be extremely difficult for you to do anything else. So, of course, we know what a funnel looks like, where it's really big at the top and then it comes all the way down. So imagine just throwing a lot of stuff in the sales funnel and kind of stirring it up and see where it lands. That's what a lot of people do with their sales and marketing. They do not have any kind of approach. They don't understand the different levels of the sales funnel. Now, as unique as your business is as unique as the sales funnel is, depending on who is talking about the sales funnel. The way I look at it as, I look at four stages. And the four stages of the sales funnel that we're going to discuss today is awareness, that's stage number one. Number two is interest. Number three is decision. And number four is the action we're trying to get them to take. So let's break each one of those down. Awareness. Awareness is one of my favorite because just imagine that someone doesn't even know you exist. And based on what you do, allows them to follow a trail to get to know your business. So much so, they become a fan where no matter what you produce, service or product, they're already in line waiting like an Apple. Those are multi-billion dollar brands. Which, of course, it's because of how they position, and among other things. But your sales funnel starts with awareness, and there's several ways you can really, really get the word out there. Of course, social media is one way, a very, really, really, very good way. Advertising in general is what you want to do. So it's sort of a nice soft knock. Hi, I'm here. You've become aware of what my brand is. And I'm here to solve a problem for you. That's the purpose of awareness. Usually your potential customer understands that they have a problem that needs to be solved. And sometimes they're not even aware of it until your awareness of what you offer solves the problem for them. Or it actually lights the fire under them to let them know that they have a problem. So awareness is the top of the funnel for number one, stage one. When you're getting their attention, you want to make sure that this is where you stand out. This is where you need to differentiate your business from your competitors. And you can brand and position anything if we're able to brand and position water and go in and charge lots of money for regular bottled water, $15, $16 for Voss water, my favorite Fiji water. We're able to position that. Where we can brand water and actually make it a significant profit off of it. So awareness is where you want to start off with showing the difference between you and your competition. Now, what are some of the behaviors of awareness? Well, they're visiting your website. They are spending a little bit of time on your website. They're searching. Their behaviors are letting you know they're aware. Now, how does it move from aware to an interest? Well, it could be, and basically these are some of the consumer behaviors that you want to look at when you're earmarking from the different stages. So the awareness is that they're aware of your brand. It could be they first had the problem and there's a need for you, like if you don't ever need tires, you would not really necessarily be aware of a tire shop. So that's what awareness is. Sometimes there's a need, and then the companies actually show their potential customers why they should be aware of their brand. Now we move to interest. That's stage number two. Stage two of the interest is, what are the behaviors beyond aware that lets you know they're interested? Well, they're staying on your website more often. They're downloading and signing up for your emails, your newsletters. They want to know now, should I have an interest in this person, in this business? Is it a personal brand? Is it something that's going to actually fit my needs? Now they have a specific interest in your brand, in your product, in your service, in your company. This is once again where you really want to show, once you've made them aware, now you've got their interest. What is it that you're going to do differently than all the other competitors? That's where you really need to study your unique branding positioning, because that's what's going to differentiate your company, which takes them from aware to interest and has them actually seeking, looking to make a decision. So they may stay in the aware for a couple of months, and that may be where they're going back and forth and they are visiting and they're looking, and then they stay there for a couple of months and they may stay 2 or 3 minutes on your website. Now they're interested. Now they've got it narrowed down to you and maybe three other competitors. They're interested in you and three others, and they're actually comparing, why should they be interested in you? This is where you need to really, really, really have 4 or 5 compelling reasons why they should be interested in you. And this is where your brand promise, what you promise they're going to receive from you as the person, business that they're looking to select. Sometimes companies do personal branding, and it's about the person. It's about the individual person that makes them say they want to actually look at that company. So always be aware of what your brand represents, from the person that answers the phone to the very person that leaves out the last person they speak to. So that is really important when they're looking at the interest. Now they're aware, they've moved to the interest part. Now, of course, it comes to the decision. And you can kind of tell by some of the steps if it's a qualified lead or if it's just someone that's basically just spending time. It depends on how many visits that they're looking at. And that's when you want to understand what we call a marketing qualified lead, an MQL. This is when you really start to look at what they're interested in. This is sort of like your interest. They've gone from stage one to stage two, and this is when you're looking at the marketing qualified lead. And that's the very first step to understand if someone is interested. And the way you know that they're a fit is they follow up quickly, and they can tell that they're a pretty good fit. They're actually, and if you were to draw into 4 sections and you were to put a good fit in their interested in quadrant 1, and then you may have lots of interest, but they're not a good fit. This means that they might subscribe to your blog and your email newsletter, but you really don't want to put a lot in there because they're not your actual target market. So even though they are aware and they're interested, always think of what your target market is. And do you honestly feel that you're going to be able to provide the solution that this particular potential customer is looking for? So you want to look at all of that, and then you look at lots of interest but not a good fit, and little interest and no fit. And, of course, that all goes down to what is a good reason for them to be purchasing. So now we've got them aware. They've actually moved to where they're interested, and you're actually trying to decide if this is a good fit, especially if you have to work with work with the client and the customer on a regular basis. You really want to make sure it's a good fit. Now, they're in the interest area, and they can stay there for a couple of months. The next stage they're going to move to would be the decision. The decision maker is at the point now that they're at stage 3. It's gone from an interest to they need to make a decision. So let's say it is for coaching, actual corporate training, coaching, consulting. The decision maker is going to weigh all the options. They're going to actually look at all 3. Most companies get 3 bids or more, and they're going to look at what's a good fit for them and what's a good fit for you based on how well the synergy was. And that has a lot to do with whether or not they're interested in your company. So when they look at the synergy, when they look at the fit, what they're offering, what you're offering, the decision maker then moves into, I need to make a decision, and the reason I'm going to make this decision is they're either going to solve a problem or they're going to bring some type of great joy. Problem or joy are the two reasons why we usually make decisions on a product or service. So the decision maker is going to make the decision based on several key elements. Do they think you're the greatest fit for this situation? Do they think you're going to have follow-through? Are you just trying to make the sale, or are you going to be there after the sale? Those are some of the things that the decision maker is actually going to look at and weigh in on their decision. The decision process, depending on how many moving parts there are, could take anywhere from 3 to 6 months. Sometimes this stage could go from awareness to interest to actual decision all within an hour, depending on the product and the type of commitment you have to make. So you actually go from the visitor to lead, you go to interest, you go to decision, and the last is the action. They're actually getting ready to take an action on a product or service that you've offered. And this could be in a means of a contract, a phone call to come in and actually start the work. But whatever it is, they've gone to stage four, where they're now notifying you that you are the company that they've selected to bring about the joy that they're looking for to receive or to solve the problem, their pain. So congratulations on moving to section stage four from stage one, awareness, to two, interest, to three is the decision, and four is the action. Each one of these could take anywhere from a year to as little as a couple of hours. It could be as quick as that or as long as that. So that is the buying cycle, and based on your industry, it would behoove you to know what is your normal buying cycle. What is the cycle that it normally takes for a potential customer, client to purchase your product or service? This is really important because then you'll be able to detect how your sales cycle will go as well. If it takes a month to close, you know, if you look in your sales funnel, how you're going to have to fill it up again and again. And that's the important part. Always have sales in your sales funnel because as it trickles through, there's a lot in the awareness, but it may not necessarily go to the interest. Maybe interest, but it doesn't go to decision, and the decision doesn't lead to an action that actually purchases your product and service. So make sure that this is the cycle and make it a customized fit for your particular product and service. I hope that this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Join me next week for episode number 32, which is going to be on sexual harassment in the workplace. Very, very important. We actually love social media, so please visit us on social media, Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure, or leave a comment in the comment section about this section. This episode, if you have any questions or you want to download free weekly business resources, please visit us at 8figurebusinesscoach.com or 1-800-731-9005. Once again, if you want to download some free weekly tips on scaling your business to 8 figures, we have something that we would love to share with you once a week. So join us there or give us a call at 1-800-731-9005. We'd love, love, love to speak to you. So until next time, much success.